Next is The Stakeout, the third play in the Bounce Back series.
King Street, Snippodrome, best girly show in Soho. This way, Governor. Something to tell the boys about back in old Bradford. This way. Roll up there, sir.
Charring a what, Bondy?
Two beans on toast, two teas.
Come on, get a move on, Bondy. I'm going out to the door.
All right. I only got one pair of hands. Now, Mr. Simpson, beans and toast, do you say?
I didn't. I said egg and chips.
Oh, egg and chips.
Blimey. Look who's come amongst us, said the captain of the push. Binnaker. Barrel-bellied Binnaker. When did you get out, Binnaker?
The polite term is, when did I make me flipping debut? This morning, if it's of any real interest, do you?
I like to hear about the doings down there. Makes me more content with me little lot up here, so to speak. Who's in there now? Who's interesting, I mean?
Ah, the usual bunch of slags. Philby's the only one getting star billing down there at the moment.
Philby? What are you giving us? They shifted him to that new top security nick on the island.
Philby's still there. In the end, Peter on the top landing of the C block. I see him only yesterday, when I was taking him out of exercise. I nearly lost my marks over it.
But the papers said...
Oh, I don't give a monkey what the papers said. They shifted all the others, but then Philby got this facial.
What do you mean, facial?
Can full of acid right in his ugly mug. They reckon Grenlin swiped it out of the metal workshop.
Grenlin? But him and Philby is mates.
Was. Philby's got no mates now. They reckon he's going to make a deal.
Philby, make a deal? Go away.
Listen, there's some funny things going on down there.
Huh?
They separated Philby from the others a few days before they were all due to go to this top security place.
Yeah.
He never saw nobody. None of the boys, I mean. He done his exercise on his own. Two screws with him the whole time. Just like a client did for topping in the old days. And, what's more, there was two dicks from the yard up and down like fiddler's elbows.
I can't believe it. Not Philby.
I'm telling you. It's common talk down there. They say he's the only one knows where the boodle is. And he'll spill it if they let him out.
He wouldn't last a week. Nor will his missus.
Here. There's something more I can tell you.
Cartwright's not a good in some boat. Good morning. Mr. Thumboat? Oh, I'll put you through to his secretary, sir. You wish to see somebody, sir?
Yes, Mr. Thumboat, please.
Have you an appointment?
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thumboat sees nobody without an appointment.
He'll see me. Just give him my name, Renton.
I'm sorry, sir, but I...
Just do as you're told, young woman. Tell Mr. Thumboat that I want to see him. Very urgently, now.
Oh, very well. Wait here, please. There's a Mr. Renton wants to see you urgently, sir.
Oh, then I'll show him in.
Come in, will you, sir?
Thank you. All right, Miss Brading. I don't want to be disturbed until I ring.
Very good, sir.
Renton, I told you never to come here. Never.
Now you'd better hear what I've got to say before coming the heavy, respectable lawyer with me, my dear Thumboat.
Why couldn't you have rung me? I'd have seen you in the usual place.
Ever heard of a bug telephone?
What on earth are you talking about?
Tapped telephones. Illegal in Britain, but the police still do it.
Now, look here.
Oh, shut up. I'm not saying it's reached that stage yet, but if what I believe is true, sonny boy, you're going to have more than bugs in your telephone. Philby wants to make a deal.
A deal? Who is...
But the powers that be, you fool. Who else?
But what sort of deal?
Well, there's only one sort for a man in his position. Let me out of here and I'll tell you where the lolly lies.
Oh, he couldn't.
You want to bet?
Now listen, Renton. You're talking to a lawyer. Philby and five others are in jail for 25 years for the theft of a parcel of diamonds worth just over £2 million.
You're not telling me, are
you? Will you listen to me? Before Philby or any of them was tried, they could have made a deal, either legally, by turning Queen's evidence.
I know that. You're not talking to a mug.
Shh, keep your voice down. What I'm trying to tell you is that while that sort of deal can be made before trial, it can't afterwards. He's been sentenced, and he'll serve that sentence.
Oh, don't make me laugh. You know and I know that coaches and horses can be driven through the law.
Look... Who started this hair, anyway?
Every scruffy little crook in Soho and Islington has been talking about it for days. Thumboat, we've got to get him out.
Get him out? Are you mad? He's in the special new security wing.
He's not.
What?
That's a story carefully dropped by the police. Now listen. There's a fellow who specializes in escapes, and I can...
Nigel and Company, interior decorators, good afternoon.
Is that you, Nigel?
Yes. Who's that?
Renton.
Oh, hello, old boy.
Nigel, a job for you.
Splendid. You finally decided to have that perfectly ghastly entrance hall of yours done over, have you?
I'll be passing the corner of Sloane Street and Knightsbridge in half an hour. The Grey Jag.
That sort of job, I see. All right, then. Half an hour. You know, there's no need to be quite so cloak and daggerish, old boy. Not in the early stages, anyhow.
I prefer to keep it this way.
Well, I haven't got much time. At 4 o'clock, I'll be resuming a long, drawn-out deal with an old cow of a dowager duchess, trying to flog her a too-divine Marie Antoinette commode. What's your business?
A spring.
A spring, no less, quoth he. Bit awkward, old boy.
Why?
The team split up after the last job. Nearly got lumbered that time. An idiot fell off the ladder.
Well, you'd better get the team back, and quick. This is urgent.
Who?
Fellow called Philby.
Philby? Well, it'll be expensive.
It'll be 10,000, or where do you want to be dropped?
It'll be 15,000, or you can drop me outside that divine pastry shop in Kensington High.
12,500 tops.
15, or you needn't bother about the pastry shop. Harrods will do.
Thieving little swine.
Now, that's very, very wounding of you. All right, pull up here.
Okay, 15.
That's better. I hate haggling. So sordid. Philby, well, if my little dicky birds are on net, he's still in Willingdon Central. Horrible old Victorian nick with 22-foot walls. Eager beaver?
What the hell do you mean by that?
Does he want to come out, dear boy, or is he going to be coy about it? Affects the arrangements, you know. We're jolly nearly to carry the last duck. He was convinced the boys were going to do him when they got him outside. He was right, too. They did.
You'll have no trouble with Philby.
Right. That'll be George. Let him in. Now, George.
Hello.
New to Herbs, is it? What's the buzz?
I don't know. Nigel saw me last night and said he wanted the three of us at 4:30.
Nigel, what was the dear boy wearing? Chanel or Love in a Mist?
If you're really pining for a bunch of fives, then you, Keiko, you'll let something like that slip when Nigel's around.
I wonder.
Now, cease wondering, intellect. I've seen him in action. Those press-ups here.
Yeah.
You remember that big bouncer outside Waldo's who made a snide remark one night, press-ups?
Not all. Lovely to watch it was. Yeah. Was that remark directed at me, Duck, says Nigel? 1-1-2, and the old 18-stone of the poor devil was on his back a-twitching and moaning for his ma.
You see what could happen to you? Eyes down. This'll be him.
Well, sit on the dot. That's military training, that is. Nothing like it.
Ah, Gander, George, and press-ups. Our little flocks together again. Greetings, dear boys. Now, right. Pay attention. Object of the exercise, another spring. Place, Willingdon Central.
Built 1872. Walls, 21-foot-6 average, a brick on sandstone. Star principal, 5 radiating wings from a central hall. Workshops, mostly army huts in the main yard. Screws live on a council estate 1/2 mile away. Governors, doctors, chaplains, chief officers' houses on western side, flanking the main gate.
Yeah, splendid. You've been doing your homework, Scandler.
Yeah. You're dead right. It was my home once, for 5 years.
Good. Then you'll know C block.
me. All in this work he holds deep. All in life.
Good evening, sir. Yes, I was just going off, sir. Oh, that's all right, sir. I'll wait. Oh, thanks. Very good, sir. I'll send him down right away. Mr. Briggs?
Sir?
Here a minute, will you?
Yes, sir.
Medical officer just rang. He wants Philby down for dressings.
Oh, Philby's damn face again. I don't know why that client can't attend sick parade at the proper time like the others.
Because the client, as you call him, happens to be on strict segregation. That's why, Mr. Briggs.
No, I wasn't grumbling, sir.
Ah, I'm sure. I'm most gratified to hear it, Mr. Briggs.
Hello, Briggsy. Notching up some overtime.
That zombie Philby. Had to take him down to the M.O. Oh, here's the key. Sign us out, will you?
Okay.
Oh, I hate the sight of that Philby.
That's the best of night watch. You don't have to look at them. Just a row of locked doors with them sleeping peaceful behind them. Bless their little cotton socks. Right. 272, C block. Return 820 and pass key. Right. I'll let you out into the wide open spaces. Well, personally, I'd rather be in here. Raining like hell it is.
Who's that?
Me, Briggs. Just going off.
Lucky you. Who'd be on a yard patrol on a night like this?
O'clock. Luck, we should be back here on the half hour. All set?
Yeah.
Keep off the graves. We don't want footprints. I'll lead, then George, then Scander, with press-ups in rear. En avant, mes enfants. Bear away from the gravel path. Right. The railings are just ahead of us.
Perishing rain.
Couldn't be better, dear boy. Rain keeps yard patrols under shelter. Right. Give us a shoulder press-ups.
Right. Yep. Good.
Throw the stuff over. Right. Got it. Now, George, over with you. Yeah. Now, Scander. On your own press-ups. Good. Now follow me. Don't worry about the dogs. They'll tell them the other side of the greenhouses. This way. Off to your left, Scander.
Okay.
Go with the press-ups. Ladders should be lying along that dark building ahead there. Follow me, George. Right where they should be. That's right. Fine. Right by this angle of the wall. Remember that, you others, in case we get separated in the yard on the way back.
Over the top, and the best of flying luck.
Okay, next, Jim. Up you go, George.
Windy as hell he was last time. I don't trust him.
Good cosh, man. Best in the business. All cosh men are windy. It's an occupational disability. Right, up you go. Ready? Right. Coming. Splendid. We're well up to time.
That black bulky ahead of us is the metal shop. The exercise yard is the other side. Now we've got to cross that.
Right. Lead on.
Hold it. That's right. Round the corner of the building. See
it? Got it. Quite still, you others.
That'll be the yard patrol. He reports at the gate office every hour.
just as I said. Here, look, make it for the boiler.
Shh, shh, shh.
Coming this way. I'll cop him when he gets here, George. First time. No mistake. It's lovely. Clean as a whistle. Never been known to miss. This way. First time. A good job of key making, that. Now, tricky partner. If he's at the central desk, his back will be towards us. But if he turns...
He's there.
Now, phone on his right. Alarm switch in front of him. He mustn't get his hands on either.
George, press ups. Quick run in.
Don't get in each other's way. Now!
Who's there? Yeah!
Ah. Slide in. Under the desk.
Right.
Right. Stand up. Eh? Which one?
Well, the key on the end of his chain. It'll unlock the keyboard. Right, Nish. C block. Where are we?
Oh, hurry.
Number. What the hell's the number again?
272, you fool. 272. All right. Here we are. Which way?
Stairs on the left. Straight up. The top landing. Now this is it. 272.
Philby?
Hey, what goes on? Take that damn light out of my eyes, loud as screws.
Keep your voice down, it's not the screws. Pals, you're going tatas with us, dear boy.
You nuts. Who the hell are you, anyway?
Come on, get a move on. Put these slacks and sweater on, the rubber shoes. Leave everything else. Move, man!
Move! Like hell I will. Who are you?
Cush him, George. We'll have to carry him.
No, there's no need for that. But who are you?
I can do
you
all that later. Get these clothes on, quick.
Okay. Oh, I'm not arguing, but I'm entitled to know.
Smack him at night. It'll be quicker in the long run.
No, I'm coming. I'm coming.
No more arguing, Philby. I don't know what they did to that face of yours under those bandages, but by the Lord Harry, it'll be nothing to what dear George here would do if I let him at you. So come on, ducks.
Well, I'm almost ready.
Better. Fancy all this fuss when we are taking you out. Now, the shoes, see? The size 8, your size. I know all about you. That's the service. Now, come on. Right. Lead on. Lock the door again. Press ups. Now, down the stairs again and... We'll replace the key on its proper hook and lock the keyboard again, and they'll think the fairy did it.
Here we are. Up the ladder, press up, sir. Now stay on the wall till we're all over. And then... And haul the ladder up.
Now, you next, Scander.
Right.
Then George. Then our friend. I'll come last. Dead on. Straight through the churchyard and wait by the railings. Mind the graves.
Well, there's a van moving slowly up the road now. It looks like our bloke.
Don't take any chances. Wait until it passes under the street lamp.
These ours. Walters and Sons. Hotel florists.
I do love punctuality. Over the railings, quick. Flash the torch twice. Press ups. Philby, the rear doors of the van will be open. Dive straight between the boxes of flowers.
Okay.
We'll be on your heels.
Good morning, Mr. Renton. Mr. Thrumbold is expecting you. Will you go straight in, please?
Thank you.
Thrumbold. Come in.
Phew. I've been scared stiff.
You usually are. But at least you must admit that I've been as good as my word. We sprung him.
All those hints in the papers about super crime organizations and masterminds.
They
and...
always say that. They love it.
Where have you got him?
Safely tucked away in a cellar in Covent Garden.
Is he in a reasonable frame of mind?
He's not in any frame of mind at all at the moment. They doped him as soon as they got him over the wall, and he's still out.
So what's the next move?
A straight proposition to him when he surfaces. He tells us where the stuff is, and he gets his full cut, false passport, and a safe passage to South America for himself and his wife.
Can all that be arranged without further risk to ourselves?
I haven't the faintest intention of testing the theory. All I'm interested in is the recovery of those diamonds. And I'm damn certain that that's all you're interested in also.
No, but if you cheated him, he'd split on us, if only for revenge.
Who are you trying to kid, Thrumbold? Me or yourself? You know darn well what I mean.
No. No, I'll have nothing to do with murder.
You needn't. Your hands can retain their lily-white purity. The organization which got him out is willing to handle it for us. For a straight 100,000.
What?
Payable upon recovery of the diamonds.
Oh.
Philby will just not be heard of again. Don't worry, it's been done before.
Oh, if I'd known what all this is going to lead to, I'd never have had anything to do with it.
Oh, stop it, will you? I'm going back to see the organization. To tell them it's a deal. If you want to chicken out at this stage, that's up to you. But I can assure you that you won't touch a penny of the proceeds.
No, no. No, I'm still in.
You bet you are. Up to the neck, my dear Thrumbold. Right. I'll be in touch.
So, there you are, Philby Mill, dear.
Oh, you again.
Normally, this would be where I'd be bowing out of the deal, but the principal is so delighted by the way my little band of rascals has handled things so far that he's asked me to continue negotiations on his behalf.
Oh, yeah, is he?
Yes, you tell us where the ice is stashed, and you'll be out of the country, £50,000 up within 48 hours, with your ever-loving and chickabiddies close on your tail. What about it?
What guarantee have I got?
Nary a guarantee, ducks, beyond the word of a gentleman. Mm. This gentleman, but you've got some pretty beastly alternatives, though we won't go into those at the moment.
I'll tell him.
Who?
Him, the principal, as you call him.
You wound me. You take his word in preference to mine.
I wouldn't take either. But I know him, see? And if he read it on me, I got enough on him to put him away for a long time. I don't know you, except as the geezer who wafted me over the wall.
Eminently sensible, dear boy. As a matter of fact, the principal demands to be there with his partner anyhow when the stuff is disinterred.
Oh.
What a suspicious lot of pusscats we are in this profession. How far is the place? And roughly where?
Sussex Coast, halfway between Canberra Sands and Dungeness.
Why there, of all benighted places?
Because I was carpering with the lumber, but the zombie with the boat let me down. So I buried it and came back to town to make other arrangements and got nicked. Yeah, you got the old story now.
And doing it on your old pals, eh? You naughty fellow. No wonder they put the acid on you. Turn off. Should be somewhere near here. Slow down a little, Scander.
Just a bit down on the left. Then there's a long, lonely stretch between the Rye golf course and the gravel pits.
Yes, there's a car pulled in ahead of us. This is where I told them to wait. But don't take chances. Flick your headlights twice as we pass, Scander.
Right. One, two.
All right. They've answered. And they are following. Now, Philby, old ducks, where to?
Shut along the dunes here. That Motella tire thing.
Bring the shovels and the torches, Scander. This way, Mr. Renton.
Now, no lights, please.
Ooh, what a ghastly spot to pick. The abomination, desolation.
Sergeant Wimbush, you all right?
We'll be when I get this flipping plaster and goo off my face. My whiskers are going through it.
You mean you're not Philby, you...
Nigel. Language.
Now, let's see how it reads. The courage and initiative shown throughout by Detective Sergeant J.R. Wimbush, CID, in his brilliant impersonation of the man Philby, at considerable danger to himself, is worthy of special mention. The full confession of Thrumbold, implicating Renton, which in turn led to the successful conviction of Herbert Bloggs, alias Nigel Vaveza, William Scander, George Lentold, and, blimey, Marmaduke Whittleworth.
Yes, that's Pissup's real name. He doesn't like it.
I don't blame him. Has meant the breaking up of a resourceful gang specializing in prison breakouts. Spreading the rumor in certain criminal quarters that Philby was about to cooperate with the police meant the expenditure of £15.98 from the special fund, for which, it is regretted, receipts are not obtainable.
I'll bet. Sergeants and inspectors' holiday funds, fiddling lot of...
Just get on with your typing, Constable, and keep your remarks to yourself.
In The Stakeout by Barclay Mather, the part of Nigel was played by Alan McClelland. Scander by Bruce Beebe. George by Ronald Herdman. Renton, Harold Cascott. Thrumbold, Walter Fitzgerald. Pressups, Frank Henderson. Philby, Geoffrey Winkett. Briggs, Leroy Lingwood. Binacre, Alan Dudley. And Simpson, Humphrey Morton. Other parts were played by Mary Grimes and James Thomason. The play was produced by Martin C. Webster.